The aim of this initiative is actually to support the development of irrigated agriculture and community-based management of watershed resources. So the key objective of the initiative is to improve shifting cultivation practices and promote also at the same time forest management by villagers. It makes a full difference to the life in a village in the sense that, first of all, it creates continuity in the activities instead of having a long period of time where no activities are possible and then having a period of time where the activities are overwhelming. It really brings more stability and continuity in the life of a village and a community.
This project means that they can work their fields both during the wet season and the dry season, right?
This is exactly one of the benefits of it. Water is basically used in a way, rational way, that allows to collect it during the wet season to avoid floods, to make sure that water would be stored and then usable during the dry season. So in that sense, also anticipating on the impact of climate change and basically talking about climate adaptation in practice.
Can you tell me how the farmers have worked on this project to make it happen?
Yes, we have over 7,000 farmers, half of which actually are women, and they work in eight villages which belong to two districts, and they directly benefit from the results of the project. There is small-scale irrigation infrastructure that has actually been rehabilitated, and now with this rehabilitation work, they have been able to start cultivation and production again. In other ways of measuring it, this means that rice cultivation with this secured irrigated water has actually increased three times from 150 hectares to 500 hectares. This is for the dry season, but when we look at the wet season, then actually the increase has been even more significant, up to 820 hectares. So again, with this improved and more diverse agricultural practices, the production of rice, vegetable, corns, cabbage, fish, melon have really shown great increase for the benefit of the farmers.
Can you tell me if there's anything in particular that other countries can also learn from this project that they can transfer to their own villages?
Yes, I think there are a number of lessons learned worth really considering. I mean, one is the fact that there has been a water user group that has been created, and they are all community members. So they own the system and they manage it. So again, the participatory aspect and having community members themselves engaged, I think, has been one of the key measures that has made the project activities possible. The second thing is, yes, applying participatory planning for natural resource management provides know-how and the circumstances of the place, location to be taken into consideration, but also a strong local ownership, which is again key for the sustainability.